My name is Isaac Young. I'm 13 years old, and I play lead guitar and lead vocals.
I'm Andres Biela. I'm 13 years old, and I play the drums.
My name is Riley Gazarowski. I'm 14 years old, and I play the keys.
My name is Brendan Demet, and I'm 13 years old, and I play guitar and sing backing vocals.
My name is Braden Biela. I'm 11 years old, and play bass and sing backup vocals.
It's a weekday evening, and the members of Second Thought have gathered for band practice. They're in a wood-paneled basement in the home where two brothers in the band live. Their pet bunny looks on from a nearby cage, and a fluffy black dog wanders through the room. One of the boys is in sock feet. Another is wearing a Snoopy t-shirt. But don't let appearances or age fool you. Second Thought can rock. This is how they sounded during a recent gig at their middle school.
I think that the show we just recently played, the variety show at our middle school, was like, it sticks in my mind for one reason, because in the middle of Freebird, I think everybody who had a cell phone in the audience had it on and was waving it back and forth, and I will always have that memory in my head of looking out from the stage and seeing everybody in the audience looking down on us and doing that.
If you know rock music, you might recognize the guitar solo from Freebird, a 1970s rock anthem by Lynyrd Skynyrd. While the members of Second Thought write some of their own songs, they specialize in classic rock. It's what the boys heard their parents play when growing up. The band members say 70s rock songs are more challenging and more fun to play than a lot of today's music. They have a few favorites that they perform.
I would have to say Do You Feel Like We Do by Peter Frampton, because it really, you know, shows off Isaac's guitar, Anders' drumming. It kind of shows off everybody.
And his organ.
His mad organ skills.
Well, I like Tie Your Mother Down by Queen, because it's by Queen, and Queen's my favorite band.
That's all you have to say, Brendan.
And
I really enjoy playing Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, because it's just pounding, it drives, and most people like that song. And we're working on Carry On My Wayward Son, and I think when we have that one's going to be really cool.
That is a cool song.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Second Thought has been together for a couple of years. Most have played their instruments much longer. One started at the age of 4. Now each boy works with a music teacher. Occasionally they have to adapt the songs for lead singer Isaac's voice. It's starting to change.
Freebird's kind of a tough song at the moment because it's slightly too high if I go an octave above and slightly too low. But I expect to be able to sing it the normal way soon, but till that day,
we're crossing our fingers.
Yeah.
The boys are close friends and enjoy each other's company, even when they've spent long periods of time together. They practice at least 6 hours a week.
We don't really know that it's 6 hours, but we look at the clock and we're like, yeah, it has been 6 hours, because we're having so much fun.
Not 6 hours at a time, right?
Occasionally, sometimes. When we're really having a fun time. If it's one of those days where we're kind of tired or something like that,
It
probably won't go on for 6 hours.
Like, when Isaac first moved here, we were, like, jamming, and we got, like, and then we're like, oh, we're bored of jamming, let's go do something else. What do you want to do? We'll play music. And we went through that cycle around 8 times. And we practiced for around 6 hours.
For me, I love guitar, and it really is my sport. Like, some kids play football and soccer and all that, and guitar really is my, the big thing that I love to do.
The dedication pays off. Second Thought has played dozens of gigs. They've appeared at Milwaukee Admirals and Marquette basketball games and shows such as this recent middle school dance in Lake Bluff, Illinois, where the boys wore their trademark orange ties and sneakers.
Feel like I do.
The band gets paid as much as $700 per show. And the boys have attracted a following, even though younger people in the crowd don't always recognize the music.
Kids have really mixed reactions. Some will love it, some will, I don't know, walk away, but...
You know, I think that we're having fun with it. You know, our audience might see that, and so that, you know, even if they don't like our style of music, they, you know, can connect with us. Yeah.
Like many rock bands, Second Thought gets its share of attention from female fans.
We should ask Riley about that.
You know, Riley has a girlfriend. No one else does.
The other guys, I mean, I am the oldest in the group, and, I don't know how much I'm going to say about the matter.
But I'm the best looking.
Yeah. We do once in a while get some kind of creepy comments on the website.
I look at your picture every night.
That kind of stuff. It's a little bit scary, but
yeah,
I've had a girlfriend for the past 6 months, but these guys, they will.
Second Thought's next gig is today at Summerfest. The boys say it's a dream come true to play there. To prepare, they've been spending a lot of time in the last few weeks here in the basement practicing. The boys say they'd love to become even more successful and eventually land a record deal, but it's okay if that doesn't happen.
I think, you know, I think everybody can agree with me. We have a lot of fun playing our instruments, and even if nothing happens, it's still a great experience that we'll all have to be able to play in a rock band. And hopefully when we're like 85, we'll still be able to come down here with our walkers and work out the guitar.
I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.